holding on the Hema Beis towards the bottom, about 7 lines up. Barhedya, the boy lasui gita. So Barhedya was had to bring a get from Adina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. Also, Kameder Rabbi Achi, Dabi Mamuna Agiti. So he came to Rabbi Achi, who was the person who was appointed to take care of the Gittin in the city. Amalei, so Rabbi Achi told Barhedya, Tzurchato Lamud Al Kol Ois Vois. You have to be present. Before Nechtav means if you have to be present. By the Ksiva means every letter that's written, you have to be there. Also, the Kamei Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. So I'm not sure exactly of the story that he thought that was strange and went and asked somebody else. He happened to mention it to Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, but he went to Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi. Amri Lei, they told Barhedya, Loit Tzrichus, you do not need to do that. The more to say what you do need in a moment. But he says, and even if you're going to say that I should be machmir, even if you're going to suggest such an idea to yourself, you can't do that because nimsata mitzi laz al gittin marishonim, since it's not necessary, and therefore other gittin they did not do that. By doing so, you're going to create a potential rumor of invalidity on the other gittin that which did not do that, and you're going to say people are going to say, oh, those, you see that he did all this, that's probably what you're supposed to do, the other ones were no good. So you're going to create a potential negative inference in regards to other gittin, so you cannot be machmer. Okay. Rabbi Bar Bechana, so the word Sasan tells what you have to see. Where brings the story, Rabbi Bar Bechana, I see Gitta, Palga Ichtav Kamei, Palga Lutav Kamei. See, he was there for the writing of a part of the get. And part of the get, he missed the ksiva. Also, Kamei, there be a lozer. See, he went to Rabbi Elozer the Amora, Rabbi Elozer the Amora, and he told him what he had seen. Amalei, Rabbi Elozer told Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, I feel like Kosev by Elashita Achas Lishma Shubein Tzorach. Even though you only witnessed them writing one line Lishma, that's sufficient. We're not saying there's only that you only have to write one line Lishma. Even though you only with Tosis learned over here, the bottom Tosis, that little small Tosis, Pirsh L'ro Ela Shita Rishona, the Mistama Simu Lishma. You just saw them writing the first line Lishma. You have a right to assume the rest was done Lishma. So, we're not getting involved in how much of the get has to be written Lishma. We're saying if you witnessed them writing the beginning of it Lishma, you could assume that they did the rest of it Lishma as well. So you do not need to witness the whole thing. Now, according to Rava, that the main purpose is the chasima. So the scenario over here, obviously, was he witnessed the chasima. We're discussing over here the ksiva. So why do you need ksiva according to Rava? The more said before, Nafkilum and Aleph, that we should be able to differentiate between this leniency that one aid is enough by get, and the general rule that Kim Shores needs two people, we required a statement of a fanatim also. So the fanatim is really just a vehicle to prevent a mistake in the chasima. So as much as you witness is good enough. But even in Rabbah, the Rabbah says that the issue is ein b'kiyon lishma, right? So we're saying that you have to witness that there was lishma. So the Rabbi Achi said, "You have to say every single. There's dinner b'fanei nechtav." So what Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi and now Rabbi Elazar are saying, and Rabbi Rechona was doing lemaisa, he does not need to be witnessing the lishma of every part of it. We can create a general feel, and that's sufficient. Okay. Rabashi takes it a step further and says, not only do you not have to you have to be present for X amount of the get, whatever that amount is. But what does present mean? Does it mean that you're actually seeing it? Afilu kan kol musa mekan megilta. So even if you didn't actually see it, but you heard them writing, you heard the scratching of the pen against the paper, that is sufficient as well. So that's also called b'fanei nechtav. So he doesn't have to be standing there staring in as they're watching each letter. He hears them writing. See, that's called he's present at the time of the ksiva. So with the tank of us, the Ravashi, we have a brisa like Ravashi. The Hamebi gave him a dinner sayama, filu hu bebayis b'sefer ba'aliyah. So he's not in the same place. So how does he know? He hears them doing their work. See, is that your phone making that noise? Can you stop it, please?
What is
it? Okay.
It wasn't.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you. So even if he's not staying there every single moment, he's going in and out. Is Kalim Kul? He's going in and out the whole time as they're writing. Kosher. So Mor says, Hubabayis, let's finish off the thought. If he's downstairs and the surfer's upstairs, he doesn't see it. Elalav, it must be Kigun the Shama Khan Kulmusav Khan Megilti. He hears the sound of the pen and the sound of the parchment. Okay. Okay, something more. Amramar, we said in the Brisa, Filu Nichtas V'Yersikol Yom Kula is kosher. So if they're going in and out the whole day, it's kosher. Now, something more, man, who's going in and out? Ilema Shliach, we're saying that the Shliach can go in and out. So Hashtu, who Bavai is a separate of Aliyah, the Lord Chazile, Amar to kosher. Nichtas V'Yersimi boy. So this just is going back on a case where you were actually seeing it. So if I'm actually seeing it, for sure it's good. So what's the chiddush of this case? Ella Seifer, so it's referring rather not to the shliach going in and out, but the surfer is taking some breaks. Where it says pshita, of course, why should that passel? Mishum the nichlas v'yotzei nifsal yinei, because he goes in and out. He takes a break and steps out. It should become possible. Going out doesn't mean he took a break and went to the backyard. He went out to the shuk. Then he came back. Maybe somebody else asked him to write a get. And what you're witnessing now is him writing the get for that other person. So, and it's, we're talking about a scenario where it would be the same name. So what you're witnessing, even though everything seems to be okay, maybe he's doing it under the orders of somebody else.
Did you say the same name?
Yeah.
You mean like maybe the same town or whatever? Maybe.
No. Same name of the husband and the wife.
Same name.
Of course.
So we see him writing the same get, but are we mechuyev the chayshes that he's writing the same get but for the wrong people, for different people than when you originally started with, right? So no, Kamashon, the Bryce says that's not a concern. Okay, Zakrashi. Also, Kamei Rabbi Achi, Boisa Yir Shahoyi Kaisun Asay. So he went to Rav Achi in the city where they were writing the get. So he had, they're writing it still. And Rabachi is the one with the Mamuna Gitti. Mamuna Gitti. The Kaima law, and the Morse says Kedushin, Kol Shani Yadei Batim Gitim Kedushin, Lo Yehelo Esen Kimahan. A person is not familiar with all of the details of Gitim Kedushin should not be involved in overseeing such a thing. So, Vahama Mamuna Gavra Rabba Laruye Hechi Navid. So, therefore, they would have, because of that, therefore, they would, instead of just letting anybody do it, they would appoint somebody who is familiar with the halachas to oversee. That's what it means. He's Mamuna Gitti. So, he said, you don't need that. Rabbi Amr Rabasi said, Lo Tzrichis. You just need to see one line, like the Morse later on, that one line is sufficient. The Tosh says being the first line. Just give me 1 second. Yeah. Rashi in Tesovan Aleph also says it means the first line. Rashi says the first line in general contained the name of the man and the woman and the date. So that was we'll see later on that you can that it's actually acceptable for the cipher to, instead of writing a get from scratch, which is what we do. You know, we don't have a standard form like we do with people who use the Perksuva. Many people use Perksuva, but you could make a form for a get, but you have to leave open so he could even put in the place, but he would leave open the date, the name of the man and the woman, and the Gemara later on also the phrase Rei Materes Cholodim, and possibly one other phrase. And so that's all that has to be written in Shema, really, is those few, that everything else, the standard parts of the get. In general, can be written Shlo Lishma. There's no need of Lishma for that. That phrase, Rei Materes Cholodim, even though that's a standard in every single get that's the same language, that's the man talking to the woman and saying Rei Materes Cholodim. That's when he's actually saying the language of Gerushin. So that has to be written in Shema. So basically, the first line, you cover the vast majority of that which has to be written in Lishma. Okay. Afilo Shama Kan Kamusa Kan Megilta. So what is Kan Kamusa Kan Megilta? So Rashi says, it means not actually the actual writing. Rashi brings two pshatim. So that's the second pshat that I told you when I learned the Gemara. It means the sound of the pen against the parchment. That's the second pshat. But the Rashi brings a pshat from his Rebbeim first, which is even more lenient than that. Tikun hakumis vaklav shoma. He heard them. They would make a quill. You hear them. You take the pen knife, your knife, and you cut off the end of the. You have your feather, and you have the spine part of it. You cut it off in a certain way. You're making the kumis. You're not even writing yet. So you heard the kan kumus is the call, the kan kumus, the sound of the kumus. So you hear them cutting the parchment to size. You hear them smoothing off the kumus. You hear them preparing the instruments for writing. That's also sufficient. They say, you know, we're doing this, getting ready to write the get for, you know, Mr. So and so to Mrs. So and so. They said lishma while they're doing it. That's all you got to hear. Rashi says, I would say pshat differently than my Rebbeim. I hear the sound of the quill as it's writing. The sound of the parchment as you're writing on the parchment, and the sound. So why is it referred to as kan kumusa and kan megilta? So some actually have a gears of kol kumusa, the sound, the actual voice, the sound of it. But the, if you have the gears of kan, because that sound is what it sounds like. It sounds like that sound. That we refer to as kan kan. Kan kan. He might have set up into the marketplace. And maybe we should be concerned about there's somebody else who happens to have the same name met him and asked her again. So we're not worried about that. Okay. Zot Gemara, Itmar, Turatz, Babel, Rabba Merkaris, and Silla Gitten, Shulam Merkachut Solaris. So, how do we deal with Babel? What's the status of Babel? So Rav says, if you bring a get from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, you do not need to say Befarinechta, Befarinechta. Shmuel says, you do. Let's suggest that this is the argument. Rav holds the issues because that the Chazal instituted Befarinechta, Befarinechta was because the people were not Bokim Lishma. Hani Gemiri in Babel, they were ineligible. Amar Sover, the fee Shane Adam and Sumla Kaimut. Hani Namalushkiki. But Shmuel says the issue is you need Adam. So they can be the most knowledgeable people in the world, but there's no Adam in Eretz Yisrael to recognize the signatures. Therefore, you need to say before Nechta, before Nechta. Tosis says the case that they're arguing about is within Babel itself, from one Medina to another Medina. So do you need the word says so this explanation doesn't seem to be correct. Matisbra, can you really think so? That's the explanation. Haraba is laid the rubber. We already said that Rabba was forced to, based on the Brises, agree to Rabba that there's a need to be Mekayim the get. He's just saying, above and beyond that, you need to address Lishmo. So by saying in Babel they're knowledgeable about Lishmo, it doesn't solve the problem that you need to be Mekayim the get. So even everybody should agree you need Befarinechta, Befarinechta. So what is Rav saying? You don't need it. In Eretz Yisrael, the reason is because there was within Eretz Yisrael itself, there's constant travel. So there are Adam and Sim Lekaimoy. So that this explanation can't be the explanation. So what's the argument? What's the explanation? Everybody agrees that you need the Befarinechta, Befarinechta for the purpose of being Mekayim the get. That's not the issue. So why does Rav say not? Rav Savar, Kimad Ikim Asifta, Mishkach Shkicha. So going from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, everybody agrees that you need. Within Babel itself, like Rashi and Tosfos point out, we're dealing within Babel itself, from one Medina to the other Medina, because there were yeshivas, people were there was the constant flow of traffic of Talmidim going to the yeshivas, Talmidim coming back, and those, one was in Sur, one was in Pupadisa, one was in Hardoa, which were in different medinas of Babel, but there was a constant flow. Therefore, Mishkach Shkichi, there's a constant flow of traffic. That's Rav's argument. Shmuel Savar, Shmuel says that's true, but Mesifta Birgisayu Tridi. But these people are busy dealing with their learning; they're not necessarily aware of other people's to the extent of knowing, recognizing signatures. Ibn Nami, the word says that this machlok is a Rav and Shmuel. We have others who discuss it. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Asino Asmeno Bibavol, Keretz Yisrael Gittin. We gave ourselves the status like Eretz Yisrael. As of when? When Rav arrived in Bavel. Rav came from Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel was already established, was in the city of Nehar Dor. Rav established a yeshiva in the city of Sura. And now that there's a city of yeshiva in Sura, which is in the other Medina from where Nahadoa is, you create a constant flow of traffic between the two yeshivas. People would go to Rav, then they would go to Shmuel, and vice versa, to discuss things back and forth. So, therefore, from that point onwards, it has the status of Eretz Yisrael. So Habasa Rabirmiya challenges this statement. Maybe you can learn in the Mishnah that when it says Medina Sayyam, Medina Sayyam does not include Babel. Babel is not referred to as Medina Sayyam, and therefore in Babel you're allowed to have the same status as Eretz Yisrael. But that's clearly not true in the Mishnah. So, in these directions, anything beyond that is considered a Medinas Hayam. So Babel is Yirmiyahu has a nevuah that from north of Eretz Yisrael is going to be the source of destruction which will come upon Klal Yisrael, referring to the Nebuchadnezzar, which came from Babel, who was in Babel. And the pasuk describes that as Sophon, but the pasuk says that Akko and Sophon and onwards, it's actually to the north east, but the pasuk seems to stress the northern part of it. Okay. But anything beyond the Akko is considered Medina Sayyam. So what do you mean? You're saying we're giving ourselves a status like Eretz Yisrael and Babel? It's beyond the Akko. So Akko is included. So this is the question that Rabbi Yirmiya asked. So he asks the question, he gives the answer, that the Barbi Bavel, that the Mishnah means excluding Bavel. Okay. It's giving a general statement with regard to Medina Sayyam, but the Mishnah is not getting involved in all the details. And you're right, there might be a section in Chutzlah in Medina Sayyam, even though in distance wise it's called Medina Sayyam. If it's to be its relationship there, it's Medina Sayyam. But it doesn't need, and that's the exception of Babel. Babel's exceptional. Such Rashi, in the narrow lines, the third narrow line, Ha Rabba Islay the Rabba. And he nami the Gemiri, even though these people are knowledgeable. Hakim and the Medina and the Medina, who, since it's from one section above to the other, being in the Kaimah, we need Adam to be Kaimah. The Sifta Yeshivas Kavuis Achas Besur Achas Ben Hador. There were two yeshivas, one in the Sir, one in the Hador. Welcome to meeting Mizulazu. They were traveling back and forth. And we share Yoris Lehen. And from the other cities, they were traveling to those two cities, Lomul Tara to learn Tara. So people from the Nardor Medina traveling to Surah, they wanted to learn from Rab. And vice versa, there was a constant flow of traffic all over Babel, between every city and these two large Torah cities. So Shmuel says, "Be Garisayo treaty." You're right. There's movements, but they're not people just going through the city, spending time doing purchasing, getting seeing documents signed, etc. They don't recognize people's signatures. The time of Mishum, the Shkichi Misiftahu. So we see that this is the issue is the establishment of the yeshivas. Because he said, once Rav arrived in Babel, Rav Huna said, once Rav arrived in Babel, the lacha became that there's no need for Farinat. What happened? He established the yeshiva in the city of Surah. But the Shmuel's yeshiva was Havoy ben Hador, was in the Hador. But it means until Rav came, even though they were knowledgeable, they still had to say Farinat Farinakta. It's only once you have these two large Torah centers generating this flow of traffic between the two Medinas that you no longer need according to some. Now, Baba Gav the Gemiri, even though we have a Mesorah, from the point that the Melech Yechonya was sent into exile to Bavel, at the end of Bayis Rishon, v'cherish amasker imoy. The pasuk says he brought the cherish and the masker, and the more explains cherish and masker was a code phrase to refer to the chachamim. So leposke Torah mehem. The more says that from that point onwards, there never was a point that there wasn't a yeshiva learning Torah in Bavel. So knowledgeable they were, but that it's not enough. You have to have the flow of traffic, which only happened once Rav came. So means from the Churban Bayis Rishon during the 70 years of being Bavel, the 420 years of Bayis Sheni, and then till Rav, which is another 150 years approximately after that. So you're talking about 640 years. There wasn't this two separate terror centers and the flow of traffic like that. So you need, even though they're knowledgeable, you need Bifanekta. But once Rav came, so then things changed. The Rashi, the Mizrach Shel Olam, Rekem and going eastward, B'Soifoy, till all the way to the end. Having Medina Sayyam, Mizrach Shel Olam. So that's called Medina Sayyam. Rekem Atzma, Kemizrach Olam, the Humi Medina Sayyam. Rekem is included in Medina Sayyam. Me'akel Tzoyner Shel Olam and Bubble, Asim Kaima Bein Akel Tzofin. From Akko and all the way to the north, Bubble included, the Bari Bubble, the Ika Timer Latera. We're excluding Bubble because Bubble has an exceptional status, so therefore you can be Maker. Okay. Tosis brings up Shad. That he doesn't understand the Gemara is asking Kasha from a Mishnah where we're saying that the halacha only changed once Rav came. Rav came post Mishnah. So how are you bringing a right from the Mishnah against something which happened post Mishnah? Maybe post Mishnah they decided the halacha was that they can change the halacha because of a new circumstance. Tosis says Rav doesn't mean Rav the person Rav. It means from the time that Rabbanim Tamid Chachamim came to Bavel, it changed its status. That has didn't like Eretz Yisrael. That's what Tosis learns.
Okay.